With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
Hi.
Hey.
Man. And Carl Lamar.
Hey.
Making his Must Hear Music Podcast debut.
Is that it? Is this the first Must Hear?
I thought he's been on one before, but I'm wrong, as per usual.
Big day.
This
okay.
Is a big day. Big day.
It is a big day. So we have what we're going to kick off with. So Nicki Minaj Queen album arriving just a week early.
Yeah.
Although wasn't it supposed to come out today originally anyways, and then it got pushed?
It
came out on time.
That's the best way to make people think that you're early, is that like to pledge to a time, say, oh, I'm going to be late, but just show up on time.
Just dupe everybody.
You're like, oh,
is it really though? Like if you're like, oh, I'll meet you at 8, and then you're like, oh, I'm running late, and then you show up at 8, like no one's like, oh, he's early. They're like, well, you're here on time, so great.
Like, no, yeah.
Like, what was the point of originally saying that in the first place?
Anyway. So Nicki Minaj, very anticipated new album. Called Queen. She did debut on Beats One, or was it? Yeah, and now it's on Spotify and Apple and
all those places.
Google Play, is that a thing still?
Yeah, of course.
I feel like they're gonna like take out a hit on my family after I ask that question.
Title
on a public forum.
Everywhere.
So Carl, so let's talk a bit about it. You specifically mentioned Barbie Dreams as a song you wanted to hone in on. Should we start with that?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, you know, Barbie Dreams, I was completely shocked. For one, she took it all the way back because she did do a track similar in 2007 called Dreams. And that's when she took the Biggie Just Playing track and she flipped it. But this time around, I was just floored because she started name dropping.
Yeah.
Started name dropping a ton of rappers. First, it was 50. Then she said, hey, designer, you look like you're in Special Ed. And all of a sudden, she took aim at Meek, which I guess we kind of had a feeling I was going to come, but I didn't think he was still flooding her DMs. That kind of threw me off. So
she calls that DJ Khaled on this?
Listen, I did not expect that. I thought her and Khaled were cool. She was just on the Grateful album last year. They still do a ton of features together, and I think there was just a picture of her holding a side the other day. So that's kind of
weird.
Kind of messed up, man.
Yeah.
But she definitely proved that her lyricism is still A1 on that track for sure. You know.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the strongest cut for me on the album so far. I wish she led with that single, that record as a single, as opposed to a Chung Lee or Barbie Tinks, because she probably would have had
Barbie Tinks.
Yeah, it's not even on the album, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she would have had
I didn't process that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Way bigger splash, you know.
I knew I didn't know she did the flip of the Biggie song 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, that's cool. That's kind of like a full circle-ish thing for her.
Right.
And it's a great, I mean, it obviously it's, you know, harkens back to the Biggie song, but then he sampled James Brown. So it's just like a really good, like anytime you're sampling James Brown, like,
you're golden.
You're drawing from the best. But Jason, what do you think about
it? Yeah, I'm conflicted about this song because, I agree with you that she sounds great on it. Like her flow is excellent and she seems much more engaged. Maybe it's because she's tearing people apart and that makes her more engaged.
Right.
But I also wonder, like, how will this song sound in like 4 years. Like, yeah. Will anyone be like, what the hell? Like, it sounds like it was designed for Twitter August 2018.
Right.
And, like, that's cool. And, like, it blew up on Twitter today. But does that make it, like, durable? No. So, yeah. I don't know. I'd almost rather hear her rapping this ferociously on something that I know is going to last and that I'm going to return to. I mean, obviously you've listened to the first time and you're like shocked that she's going in on all these people, but I don't know. Like it feels like it's going to wear off.
You know,
I mean, it's an album track though. I mean, like it wasn't released as a single. Like I think there's room on an album for like one pretty contemporary, you know, diss track.
Sometimes I am conflicted with Nicki because I always say her records, they lack that lasting power. So I do see where Jason's coming from in that sense, because I don't know if people will be talking about this.
It's kind of like, I mean, it kind of reminds me of, like, those early Eminem singles. Now, like, those had great hooks, but also, like, hearing him go after, like, Moby and Chris Kirkpatrick on Without Me.
Those are still classics, though.
is a good example because they sound dated as hell. Like, they have great hooks, and that's why they still kind of last. But it's also, like, teens today are like, what the hell is this guy talking about on this song?
But I think people our demographic are still gonna be able to say, oh yeah, remember when he came at Moby on this track, or you know,
what a funny
you just mentioned Without Me, I just remember the video and the superhero outfit and everything. So
remember when he remember like the exclamation of that part is nobody listens to techno and then everyone listened to techno about 5 years later.
In fact, I did a piece of Eminem's incorrect predictions.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And it was that, and then when he said that there was going to be a draft for the Iraq War.
Oh, great.
good times. But and speaking of the quite literal devil, he is on this album on Majesty, the second track with Labyrinth. What
big
do you think?
Big Labyrinth.
This is a big, we're going to also be talking about Labyrinth's LSD project in a little bit. What do you think about that one? What do you think about the Nicki Eminem song?
To be honest, I was very much underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, M's flow is always going to be polished. It's always going to sound good.
Yeah,
but
it's real fast.
Yeah, it didn't move me. It didn't do anything for me. And I was just telling a friend of mine, I think I'm at the point where I've outgrown him. You know, I can't listen to him with that same kind of energy that I used to when I listened to the Eminem show. Mm-hmm. So when I listen to a verse now, it doesn't really do anything for me. That was the same thing with Revival. It wasn't really hitting me necessarily.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It was just
I think I'm more with Carl on this. I think Barbie Dreams is very solid. And I'm fine with something being kind of...
expendable.
A little expendable. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, I think, if anything, like, pop music in the internet era, we've learned that things that we thought were expendable really aren't. You know, there's a lot of music that was made to just kind of, like, hit the charts and then disappear, and, like, because everything on the internet lives forever, and it's easy to look up references, and there's places like Genius that, like, 10 years down the road, if a kid's like, what the hell is he talking about, like, that will explain things for you.
Sure.
That's true. I think there's nothing wrong with expendable.
It's true.
Especially if Sylvester Stallone is involved, you know.
Wow, like, good expendables joke.
Yep.
Terry Crews.
Yep, exactly. The icons. All right, well, let's listen to it. So it's Nicki Minaj Queen album, and it's the third track, Barbie Dreams. And I would have had Odell Beckham banging the cake till I saw him hopping out of cars, dancing to Drake. I've been a five-star bitch, man, worth the Gotti. I'ma do that nigga Future dirty, worth the Scotty. Had to cancel DJ Khaled, boy, we ain't speaking. Ain't no fat nigga telling me what he ain't eating. YG in the game with the hammer yelling gang gang. This ain't what I meant when I said a gang bang. Tekashi won the Minaj, I said Treyway. Curved him and went the Kim and Kanye way. All right, that was new Nicki. Let's do a Jason pick. But which Jason pick should we do? Sorry, Jason. We're going to put you off. We're going to go from Labyrinth to Labyrinth.
Oh, and, the Labyrinth connection.
Talk about the new LSD project.
Wow.
Which consists of singer-songwriter Labyrinth, pop powerhouse Sia, and Diplo, who is just someone who
producer,
a producer, DJ, a million things. Mr. Like that guy, like has his hands. Like he's probably like produced like thousands of songs at this point. Like he's so prolific. He's crazy.
It's true.
Anyways, so they all teamed up, Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo, for this project called LSD. It's their initials, obviously. New song is out called Thunderclouds. It's pretty interesting. I would say when you think like, oh, what will Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth sound like? You know, like this is maybe not what I was expecting. I was kind of expecting, and you know, this is, I guess, on me for coming into this song with a particular set of hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking like more of a Sia project with them kind of a supporting role. I was surprised how much Sia kind of takes a backseat on this song.
Yeah.
You know, her voice obviously is super distinctive, and it kind of weaves in and out of the song, but it's definitely not front and center. Like, this is, like, a pretty equal parts collaboration, and it's cool. Like, there's, like, some horns in there, like, some kind of soulful, like, Stax Records horns. Diplo brings a bit of the, like, Major Lazer kind of, like, summery vibes to it. I mean, the only thing I would say is that it's like it's very like solid, but it doesn't leave a much of an immediate impression, especially for something called Thunderclouds. You would think that it's like,
I know,
maybe packs a little more punch. I don't know. But what do you guys think of it? I'm curious.
I had the same reaction as you. Like, I thought it was really polished, and I thought that it was like obviously well produced, and there's pros at work here. But yeah, I wish it left a little bit more of an impression. Like I listened to it like three times, and I can't, like, there wasn't that much that stuck around with me. So you know, I'm still kind of bullish on this project. I think like it's an interesting thing to have Sia in the role of like a part of like a three-headed monster kind of mm-hmm. deal, just because she's so powerful, but to utilize her as more of a team player is interesting to me. Obviously, Labyrinth and Diplo are incredibly talented. I do wonder if, like, Sia and Labyrinth, like, because they're both, like, their strength is vocal, mm-hmm. like, vocal as vocalists, and I don't know, like...
He's a songwriter, though, dude.
Yeah,
they're
I guess they're both
very strong songwriters.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should say, like, they're both great songwriters, but, like, in terms of, like, in not their strengths, but, like, they're such powerful vocalists,
right.
that's what I meant to say. So I do wonder if like the fit is right to have mm-hmm. them do like a whole project of duets, basically, because Diplo's not going to be singing. So
what if Diplo was singing though?
Yeah,
he's like, hey, guys. I don't know. I assume that's what he sounds like.
That was wow. That was shocking. I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely curious. I don't think this is the one. To really take it over into the mainstream, but you know, I'm definitely interested in this.
Yeah. All right. Are you a Sia stan, Carl?
I can be at times. At times. I appreciate her vocals though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's an incredible vocalist. She has a good way with a hook.
I did love your Diplo impression though.
Thank you. Yeah. It was really uncanny. Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to it. So it's LSD, song is called Thunderclouds, and here it is. All right, let's let those thunderclouds roll on by. Ha ha ha. Yeah. All right, Jason pick finally.
All right, what's up?
Let's start with Kane Brown. So the song
Kane
is
Brown.
Weekend. Anyways,
yeah.
Hit me. What do you think about this song?
I really like the song. So Kane Brown is an up-and-coming country star. He's had a huge year.
I know up-and-coming. I mean, he's had like a number one song. Like,
yeah.
All right, whatever. Yeah.
I would I mean, he's not like a headliner yet.
That's true. Yeah.
Wow. You really came at me pretty ferocious.
Like, I brought the whip out.
You're
and
like,
cracking it.
Up and coming country star. He's not up and coming. Joe, like, you can't see it at home, but Joe like tore off his shirt while like making that point. Yeah. He just hulked out.
Turned into the woman from Wife Swap when she's like, she's not a Christian. Do you know
he's not up and coming. Yeah, exactly. he's an up and coming country star. He's had a huge year, and I really like this song. I think the whole country world is kind of awaiting Sam Hunt's next project. After Body Like a Back Road, where he kind of mixed in some hip hop production and had an amazing hook. This is kind of in that mode a little bit. It's a little bit more traditional country, but I just think he's really charismatic, and I think that the song really works. It's very low stakes, but you kind of go on this ride with him and you enjoy it. Like I think more than anything, this is kind of the Kane Brown song to make me feel like this dude's gonna be around for a while, and he's done like impressive. He's had some impressive songwriting in the past, but this seems like the most effortless to me, and I really appreciated it. So yeah. Kane Brown, what do you guys think?
I think whenever you're able to tap in a little bit of R&B and a little bit of hip hop, you're able to touch all sides. I think you got something special on your hands.
Yeah.
So with that being said, he definitely called my ear. With that one.
I'm laughing, like, says the hip-hop editor. Where you're just like, hey, anytime you can add some hip-hop,
anytime
you gotta do it.
Just sprinkle a little bit of hip-hop in there. You're an MVP in my eyes.
I think that it, and it doesn't feel forced to me. I don't know. What'd you think, Joe?
I'm a fan of his. I've been, I'm not a country person, but I would say early supporter of his. We did... we've done some stuff on .com. I'm mush mouthing this. We've been covering him for a minute. I really like his voice. It's different. It's interesting. It has a lot of character. I think he's a strong songwriter. I mean, yeah, this is like a safe sound. But it's very like this sounds like it was made to be a hit, and I feel like it will be a hit. And part of it is just like it's almost like catchy to the point of hypnotic, but it's also like kind of like Body Like a Back Road. It kind of like rolls on by real easily. It's not like super in your face, so it's not the kind of thing you're gonna get sick of fast. The thing that actually the opening, the kind of like spacey guitar noise, reminded me a little bit of that recent Keith Urban song, Coming Home. That's like a new direction in country.
Prog country.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and that guitar riff was taken from a Merle Haggard song, but it was like kind of like spaced out to make it seem like weirder. And it's got like the hip hop thing going, which a lot of country music is increasingly like playing with. But this is not like in a hokey. It's not like half rapping or anything.
Yeah.
No, it's really strong. I like him, and I like that What If song, his number one hit with Lauren Elena. He's good. Yeah.
I know. Well, I'm sorry for insulting him by calling him an up-and-coming country star.
I know. Yeah, he's really kind of an icon at this point.
Yeah, apparently.
You know,
apparently.
Long decades-running country icon, Kane Brown. Johnny Cash who?
Garth who?
Yeah, never heard.
That's bold.
All right, whatever. This has gone on long enough.
Let's listen to some Kane Brown.
Kane Brown song's called Weekend.
Watch a whole season of Seinfeld of Friends, while I watch that afternoon sun shining in, right through the blinds and onto your skin. Yeah, there's something to see. 3 days, it ain't enough and time's ticking, so keep that cherry red lipstick sticking on me. Yeah, let's just keep just chilling on.
All right, that was Kane Brown. Let us go to another hip-hop heavy hitter. We got J. Cole, who has a new song, Album of the Year, out. It is a freestyle. Freestyle is in the title, just in case you hit the song and you're like, wait, is this a freestyle? Oh, yep, that's a freestyle.
It's a freestyle.
Literally in the title. But this is one of your picks, Carl.
Yeah.
So why don't you take the driver's seat?
Okay. I was on the train. I remember on my way home, and I saw it on Tidal, and I was like, oh, okay, Album of the Year. Let's check it out. The first thing I noticed.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
He hopped on Nas's Uchiwali. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. The first thing I thought, he did not let Nas down with this
wow.
one. Yeah. You know, I know he
big shoes to fill.
He didn't let him down. He didn't let him down. I thought lyrically Cole delivered. I think a lot of people, even though he delivered on KOD, he wasn't rapping as hard as people may have wanted him to, like he did on his previous mixtapes. This gave me like a warm-up kind of vibe. He took it back there just jacking beats and said, "You know what? This week," he said, "feed me beats." He was fed. he ate. He delivered. He came with it. I thought he had
came
some
back for seconds.
Came wow. back for seconds.
Stuffed. Yeah.
I thought he had a lot of witty lines, and then of course he threw some jabs at the new school. If you guys aren't touring in Prague, then you got to do mm-hmm. something to fix your career. But I think it was a great freestyle, and to remind people that hey, KOD went number one. 450 plus, I deserve to be top three, if not the album of the year mentioned, you know? So I think it was a great freestyle, a great wake-up call, especially since Scorpion dropped and then Nicki dropped today. A lot of albums have...
It's crowded out there.
Yeah, it's crowded. This has probably been one of the best years, I'd like to say, in hip-hop in a while.
Yeah.
So...
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, just the kind of... like the way he flows on it and the fact that he's like kind of taking on the next wave of like SoundCloud rappers reminded me of the last song on KOD
in 1985, yeah.
which was the strongest one on that mm-hmm. For me. So I like this because it's similar to that. I don't know. I find like I can't think of the right term. Charming isn't the right word, but like I like that he's like kind of affectionately, like simultaneously, like advising and insulting the next
right.
generation.
It's a combination
of both. Yeah, it's like it's a fun trick to pull.
It's what
off.
I like to do around here.
Basically, that's Jason. Advising
young writers, but also,
yeah,
you know, swat them down.
Yeah, they can't be getting big heads.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I think it's good. I think yeah. it's solid. You know, like album of the year. I mean, yeah, I don't think at the end of the day, well. It's a little too early
it's
to say.
It's very much early. I know I did a pseudo like rankings for rap albums right now. I think it's like number four for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's number four.
What do you have ahead of it?
I have
putting you on the spot.
I hate to put you on the spot.
Yeah, but... number one, I have Nipsey Hussle's.
Yeah, you love that album.
Yeah, I love it. Daytona is two. Book of Ryan, Royce da 5'9 is three. I had J. Cole four and five. I'm unsure right now. I originally had a Ninth Wonder and a Black Thought Project, Stream of Thought, mm-hmm. but five is open right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
An open slot. I actually really liked that Freddie Gibbs album.
I love the album cover.
The cover is great. Yeah. I really like it. I feel like he doesn't get enough attention.
He does it. But Freddie, he's special. I think he has the potential. He still has time to try to reach that mark in hip hop.
Right.
Just if he gets more Mad Lib beats, who knows what he can do too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah that the Pinata Project was
amazing,
so good.
Yeah,
but we're getting off. So yeah. Jason, what are your J. thoughts
Cole.
On the J. Cole?
Well,
freestyle?
he's definitely getting pretty cocky. Like album of the year freestyle.
It wraps a competitive field.
Yeah,
man.
Well, I mean, it's interesting as someone who obsesses over the Grammys. I do wonder if he'll finally get some shine there.
I feel like. Yes, I mean
he's so big, is this the thing?
I mean,
I would hope at this point in his career, like he doesn't feel like he needs a Grammy to validate, you know, where he's at.
I think he wants a Grammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, his next freestyle is going to be called High Recording Academy. Like, yeah, it'll be fun. No, yeah. But no, this is solid. I think that, like, he is someone who's constantly evolving and figuring out where he's most comfortable within his persona. So, like you said, when he's chastising the younger generation while also trying to guide it, like, I find that tension interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I said, like, I think, like, just the fact that he called it Album of the Year freestyle is, like, it's interesting. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ballsy, but that's typical ballsy. J. Cole.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us listen to it. So it's J. Cole. Track is Album of the Year freestyle.
Probably vacation on Mars. The flow is out of this world and so is the boss. Blow the facade right off of your squad. Little rappers, I love you, but you ain't shit till you got offers in Prague. Look that shit up. A book, nigga. Pick that shit up. Expand your vocab. I'm giving out toe tags for no cash. All summer long, plus 3 seasons after. Please CC a rapper, tell him meet me. It's absolutely imperative that my heat speak to rappers. The problem with this game is this week. See a rappers, I'm the answer on the low. I'm a cheat sheet for rappers.
All right, that was new J. Cole. Let us do, what do we have left? We have a Jason and a Joe. All
right. Go ahead, man. You go first.
Oh, thanks. That's awful gentlemanly of you. All right, well, let's do, so I picked Lewis the Child with Max.
Yeah.
I have a new song called Dear Sense. So Max has been, I said Lindsay isn't here because she is a big Max stan.
Definitely loves
I feel like
Max,
she's
yeah.
written like 3 different interviews with him. I might be making this up, but she yeah. is like, it's basically like Portugal the Man and Max.
Yeah, it's one
of
those.
Or like,
those
I guess Jack White. She listens to 3 different artists.
Yeah.
Those
Would you have
them.
Florence? I think she just Max is over Florence for her in terms of her ranking. So
it
yeah,
probably,
I think Jack
yeah.
White, Portugal the Man, and Max. Anyway.
Anyways, though. So yeah, so I mean, I would say I'm not like, I like Max's voice. I like Lewis the Child. I'm not like a particular stan of either artist. But this song I just think is like fantastic. Like, I think it's a weird, let me start over. A lot of songs and, you know, this is probably the way things should be, are about producing a good song, but the production on this I think is just really fascinating. It's like very much there like just to support the vocal performance. Like the synths are really kind of like take a back seat, but then they kind of like playfully like stab forward to like kind of emphasize the emotion of what he's saying at various points. It's just an odd trick that you don't hear done that often. Like people usually want this song to kind of stand on its own. But this to me is very much like good because it's like a particular recording. Like, no, you wouldn't like cover this song because it's like such a good song.
Yeah.
It's just like a really interesting vocal performance with music kind of like augmenting it, synth music specifically.
Yeah.
But what do you think about it?
I really like this song. I thought that like this was the Max that I've wanted to hear for a while.
Yeah.
And you know, I listen to pop radio way more than you guys, I would say, since I'm driving.
I don't listen to radio period. So
yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So I definitely listen to pop radio more than you guys. Lights Down Low by Max featuring Nash.
Yeah.
Is a pretty big radio hit. Like I hear yes. it on top 40 radio a good amount. It's kind of a knowingly cheesy R&B song.
Yeah.
Where Max, you know, Max has a great range in terms of his vocals, but he kind of leans into that corniness a
mm-hmm.
little bit. It's fine, you know, it's a catchy song, but like I think that like something like this shows off his voice way more endearingly. Like I think that I want to return to this song and his like persona on this song way more than I wanted to on Lights Down Low. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was, and part of that is the song itself, but I also just think like he's really engaging on it. So yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you. Like I'm Max, like I like his voice. Lights Down Low is a little grating for me after like a million listens. But this is like kind of what I want from him.
Yeah.
Especially as a whore for synth music. I'm into this.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah. And also, I just a little brief for those who don't know, Max's New York-based singer-songwriter, Louis the Child, is a Chicago duo, two DJs.
Yeah.
From Chi-Town, from the Big Windy, as
we
call it.
Wow, speaking of Lindsay.
Yep. But yeah, and I think it's fantastic, and Carl, you hate it because you wouldn't even listen to it.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right. Well, let's listen to it though. It's Louis the Child with Max. The song is called Dear Sense. All right, we have the Jason song.
Yeah, come on.
Wafia.
Wafia.
Which rhymes with mafia.
Rhymes with mafia, spelled like mafia, but with the W.
Yes.
Song's called I'm Good, and I know like nothing about Wafia, so tell me everything.
You
Jason.
And I both.
So, okay, so when I woke up this morning, I did not know much about Wafia either.
Mm-hmm.
She's a singer-songwriter. She worked on this song with Rabel, who's a big pop singer-songwriter. I heard this song on a new music playlist, and I loved it. I think this song is awesome. And you know, I did a little bit of research and you know, listened to her. I believe it's an EP. I think it's like 7 or 8 songs. So I think it's an EP. I mm-hmm. want to say an album, but I think it's an EP. But this is her new single. And, you know, she'll be playing shows in the New York area this fall. So she's kind of, you know, getting ready to release new music, I assume. But yeah, I just love this song. And I love everything about it. Like it starts with the line, and I liked it so much because
you got a tattooed on your arm.
Yeah, I got a tattooed right in the last 2 hours.
Soon, but
yeah,
whatever, man.
I was so young, I was so dumb when I gave you my heart, and it's a pretty standard line about a breakup. So it's a post breakup song about like being okay with yourself. But the way that she sings it is so great. Like she almost sings it as like a sigh. Like she's like, I was so young, I was so dumb when I gave you my heart. Like, it was mm-hmm. just like she's so like resigned to and exasperated with her past actions. I love those little nuances, and mm-hmm. that's this song is so full of them. Like, you know, there's there are some parts in the chorus that, you know, I think she rhymes like bad with sad, but you don't even notice any kind of clumsiness because she really sells it so well, and she sells it as like a show of power and a show of resolve to move on. I love it. So yeah, go Wafia. What did you guys think? Am I you know, sometimes Carl, let me give you a little bit of history.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I would say every 6 weeks or so, I'll get on Must Hear Music and I'll be like, I love this song. This
right.
song's awesome. And then Joe and Lindsay will be like, well, you know, it's fine. And then like just shut me down. So Joe, what do you think about this song?
I like it. I do like it.
It's fine.
I would say it struck me. It definitely stands out. The thing that, and maybe I'm crazy, it reminded me a little bit of Annie, like the Swedish pop singer. Like, The sound of it is vaguely, and this I would not define it as Europop at all, but there's something about the sonic production that reminds me of like turn of the 21st century Europop, which is a thing that I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
So I like it. It's good. I would say I'm not as like taken with it as you, but I enjoyed it. Maybe I need to listen to it a little bit more.
Carl, what did you think?
I got to give it more of a listen. I do appreciate, you know, me being able to check out all post-breakup songs because they always touch my heart.
Carl.
I'm a softie in that regard. I can't help that, but I do see potential. You know, potential is always a big thing in the music industry. So I'm definitely curious to see what else she got in store.
Yeah, it did make me want to like hear more from her. Yeah. I would definitely like. I saw the name and I was like, okay, I'm gonna like pay attention to the next song from.
Well, I was trying to remember who she collaborated with. She actually collaborated with Louis the Child.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, on the song "Better Not."
Wow, this is full circle.
Yeah, really, it really is. But yeah, no, I really like this song.
Yeah, so it's Wafia.
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 Yep.
All right, well, let's listen to it. The song's called "I'm Good," and let's hear it. Let's spin it.
I was so young, I was so dumb when I gave you my heart. Think you're so mean, think you're so clean in your old classic car. But honestly, looks can be deceiving, you look good from afar. But when you're up close, you're a loser and you lower the bar. Ooh, finally got back after.
All right, that was Wafia, and that's all we got. That was a pretty
what a show.
Pretty action-packed. Yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
It was action-packed. There was, wow. J. Cole.
Nicki Minaj.
LSD. Louis the Child.
Wafia. Yeah.
Max. Anyways, but yeah, cool. Next episode, we're going to do a little detour. Well, we'll just tease that. But then the one after that, we'll come back with Ariana, which will be very exciting.
Yo, we should let people know to give us like ratings and reviews and stuff.
Nah.
No.
Rate us and review us on iTunes.
I
want to
know
iTunes.
What people are liking. They're probably liking Wafia. Leave us reviews about Wafia.
Review one word, Wafia.
Yes, boom. Yes.
Boom.
I would love that.
But yeah, do review us on iTunes and all that jazz. Tweet at us, and we'll catch you next time. Carl, thank you for your
Carl,
debut.
You
thank you for having me.
Highly
well.
Appreciated.
Thank you for having
Carl Lamar, Billboard hip hop editor.
It.
Yeah,
and Jason, you know. Thanks, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. And thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next time.
Bye, guys.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.